Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is a celebration of creativity, radio, and music. At the Thrift Shop, we love everything from old shortwave sets to transistor radios to Wi-Fi internet receivers. From crystal sets to satellites, the Radio Thrift Shop celebrates the broadcast medium we call the airwaves. This is program number 301. Wow. Radio Thrift Shop has been broadcast here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London since 1999. Now online at classicalwscs.org. And in honor of Classical WSCS, I'm going to play in its entirety today Mike Oldfield's The Orchestral Tubular Bells, which was recorded in September of 1974, composed by Mike Oldfield, arranged for orchestra by David Bedford, and performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. This is the Orchestral Tubular Bells. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're tuned to the smooth sounds of Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Exploring Science in the Sea. If you move to a new part of the country, you'll eventually start to sound a bit like the natives. Your accent might shift a little, and you'll pick up the local dialect, the language and speech patterns that define that area. The same thing appears to be true for killer whales. Some recent research found that orcas that are kept around bottlenose dolphins eventually start to talk more like the dolphins. Killer whales are among the most vocal creatures in the oceans. They produce a combination of sounds, clicks, whistles, and pulses. Those sounds help them navigate, find prey, and communicate with other whales. But the sounds aren't the same from one group of whales to the next. The length, pitch, and pattern of the sounds can vary. Researchers studied three killer whales that were kept at two different marine parks around bottlenose dolphins. The researchers compared recordings of the whales made when they were new to the parks with recordings made years later. And they found that the vocal patterns of all three whales changed. They sounded more like those of the dolphins. In particular, the whales used more clicks and whistles, which are more common among the dolphins, and fewer long pulses of sound, which are more common among the whales. The findings suggest that killer whales are able to rewire their brains to help them adjust to their surroundings. To put it another way, they don't seem to have any trouble going native. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. If you wondered what you were listening to during the majority of this program, it was The Orchestral Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield, recorded in September of 1974 and performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, the Radio Thrift Shop is a collection of musical curios. It's always a crate digging adventure. We love 78s, 45s, 33s, vinyl, tapes, and homemade releases in all genres and formats. And we love community radio. So remember, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, and keep your spirit free.